Well, good morning to everyone. I read an article recently online with a gloomy title. Quote, "As empathy dies and narcissism thrives, will culture survive?" The article makes the basic point that studies indicate that, generally speaking, adults are, quote, about 40% lower in empathy than their counterparts of 20 or 30 years ago. Now let's define empathy and narcissism. First, what is empathy? Here's a basic definition of empathy. Empathy is the ability to understand and share the feelings of another person. If you are an empathetic person, you have the ability to understand how someone feels. You are able to empathize with them on their level. It says in the book of Hebrews that Jesus Christ is our high priest, and he is able to be touched by the feelings of our infirmities. In several places in the Gospels, Jesus was described as having deep compassion for other people who found themselves in difficult situations. Yes, Jesus Christ was and is a very empathetic individual. Now, let us define narcissism. Here's a basic definition of narcissism. Quote, "Excessive interest in or admiration of oneself and one's physical appearance." A narcissistic person is all about themselves. A narcissistic individual desires attention. Now, in the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 3, is an ominous passage of Scripture that many Christians are familiar with. Let me read part of it to you. Paul says this, mark this, he says, "There will be terrible times in the last day. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, ungrateful, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God." Again, people will be lovers of themselves. Friends, do these words of Paul describe our society today? Sadly, I'm afraid they do. But brethren, we as Christians are not to live in this manner. We as Christians are called to a much higher standard. Paul lays it out for us. He lays out this calling in Philippians 2 when he said, quote, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather," he says, "in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interest, but each of you to the interest of others." Brothers and sisters in Christ, this is an important part of our calling. Let us go and do likewise.